And hello, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Jose, and I'm grateful to be here with you guys for today. Y'all can't see these weird little hand motions I was doing, but anyway, I hope you guys are having a great day, and I hope you guys are having a great week. We'll do our announcements like we always do. If you're not following us at Facebook and Twitter at wildaboutanimals.com, it's a great way to stay connected, be a part of the Wild family, also including the Net Deal. There should be some links on both of those social medias that I stated before, where you can send me guys your questions. I can answer them live while the show is going on. Also included in that deal, if you want me to do any special shout-outs, happy birthdays, call anybody particular, that's also included in that. And so with that being said, guys, how are you guys doing this week? You know, for me, just, you know, a mental roundabout checkup. It's been, past today has been pretty good for the most part. Work's been going pretty good. You know, friends, relationships, all great. You know, there's some things that could change about, you know, personal life, but that's neither here nor there. So, with that being said today, guys, we do have a very special discussion question today. This will be a pretty interesting one because this is basically what has happened at work today. And it has nothing to do with work personally. It's just what had happened at work. What happened, which kind of gave me the idea for this one. So today we're going to be asking or having a deep discussion about, is it a pest really? And when we get into that, we'll explain more. All right, so we'll be back after this break and then we'll get started in our discussion today. Hey guys, this is Jose from Wild About Animals. I just want to throw this in and be like, if you guys have any requests for any future podcasts, make sure you leave them on Facebook, and then I'll make sure I put them on a list, and I'll let you guys know they're there. Back to the show we go. All right, guys. I hope you guys are ready for a very interesting discussion that we're going to have today. So, like I said before, it's going to be, are they pests really? So, I think I've talked about this, like, in some past podcasts before. But I really wanted to touch on the topic today about, you know, the identification of what a pest animal is. Now, most of the time, animals are classified as pests if they destroy anything or enter human areas and destroy things like your garden, your house, or unwanted animals or whatsoever. So, like, rats, snakes, majority of types of bugs, you know, even pigeons are considered pests, you know. But the real thing that I want you guys to think about is, are these animals could be considered pests, or more on the lines of basically what you have or what you built is basically built on their home. So I'm going to give you a little roundabout of what happened today without, you know, really spoiling or not spoiling, but giving away a lot of personal details. So today we had a patient come in and basically her dog got bitten by a snake. You know, the dog's fine, but she brought us the snake. The snake was a copperhead. It was a baby copperhead. Copperheads are a venomous type of snakes. They're in the States over here, for those people who don't live in the States. And typically the main thing was like, well, what do you do with a snake, you know, with one like this? And most of the time, most people shoot them. And see, the problem with that is that we are automatically victimizing this snake or considering it a pest because it bit someone's dog. Now, I know what you're probably saying. Well, Jose, that snake bit that dog. So obviously the snake should be punished for what it did. That's what you would think. But most of the time, if not all times, most snakes, when these attacks happen, whether they be people or pets, snakes are just trying to defend themselves. And this snake was a very tiny baby snake trying to defend itself from a dog who it couldn't tell that this dog was harmless. It was someone's pet. It basically was doing this to defend itself, you know. So how can we consider that a pest if they are just trying to defend themselves? Now, I'll give you another example. For people who understand, you know, with rats or mice, for example, you know, mice and rats are just trying to survive. True, they do enter humans' homes, and true, they do, you know, eat our food, you know, destroy human property, and also can carry diseases that can kill people. However, we have made it easy for rats and mice to, you know, to live off of what we eat out of our trash, you know, in our homes. You know, we've made it easy for them to do this. all the rats and mice have learned is over the years is how to survive by eating what people throw away all the time. And we're not even going to get into the amount of food we throw away, the amount of stuff that's in the landfill. We just make it easy for them. And sometimes, some pests can even be stuff that we ourselves have introduced. I don't remember. I'm trying to think of what it is. There's a species of frog. I believe it was in Australia. The bot toad. I think that's what it's called. And the frog was introduced to control, if I'm not mistaken, the local insect population in Australia. I could be getting this wrong. But the problem with that is the frogs were so successful, they started out-competing other predatory animals. And then what makes it worse is there was a lot of snakes in Australia who could not eat this animal. Thus, it overpopulated. It just was booming, booming, booming. And then now the problem is now that animal is considered a pest. And what is hilarious about that is that animal was introduced into the ecosystem by people. So I guess what I'm trying to get through or trying to get people to understand is a lot of these animals that are considered pests are animals that I feel are misunderstood, who don't deserve the title of pest to begin with. And I think 9 times out of 10, it's just you're so quick to be like, we should just kill them, just get rid of them right now. You know, I think I said it in one of the Black Mamba podcast, I believe, because I did dabble a little bit in snakes on that one, because I didn't do a full snake when I think I just talked about the image that snakes have, because either you love them or you hate them. Now, for me personally, I don't dislike snakes. I don't feel like snakes should die or anything. I'm not a fan of snakes, but I don't dislike snakes. I mean, I think they're pretty to look at. You know, they're, you know, interesting information out there about snakes. We'll probably do some further snake species down the line as the podcast go on, but I do not feel that snakes should be outright eliminated because they're snakes. Like with that snake today that I just talked about, that bit that dog that I work at, you know, I don't feel that snake should be victimized by anything that it did, because if we're going to be quite honest about it, I'm pretty sure that dog ran up on that snake, was sniffing it, and was probably trying to either bite at it or just bark at it and just basically put itself in a position where it didn't need to be. Now, I'm pretty sure the owner would feel a little bit different about what I just said, but that's just the fact of the matter is that, you know, this snake was defending itself, and immediately it was getting victimized because of it being a snake, of it just trying to protect itself. Now, I'm one of those people where it's like, you know, if there is, say, like a, if it can be helped, like, if there's a spider or, like, a gecko or something that gets into my house, I would prefer to just let it outside, let it just run free, you know. But, you know, sometimes it can't be prevented. Sometimes, you know, you have to make a decision and, you know, and you end up killing it, you know. I don't ideally want to. I would prefer to just let it go and let it be outside, but sometimes it just doesn't happen like that. But I think what I'm really trying to persuade to you guys is let's really think about the importance of what some of these animals do play in their ecosystem and why it's important to, I would think, to not consider them a pest. So the snake was what we were talking about, the copperhead. We'll talk about that. Copperhead snakes probably play an important role in our ecosystem because they probably control the mice and rat population in whatever ecosystem they're in. Let's just throw that out there. With that being said, mice and rats are also very important to a lot of snakes, a lot of foxes, birds of prey, use them, you know, to eat for food. So they're very important to their ecosystem as well. Now, I understand that some people will feel some type of way because this is a very gray area type of discussion, because I know some people who are farmers will be like, well, rats and mice come into my chicken coop and they eat my chicken eggs, you know. And to an extent, I understand your frustration. But at the same time, you can't be mad at the rats and mice because they are just trying to survive. That's all they're trying to do. And I know that's me playing devil's advocate, but it's just the truth of the matter. You know, I guess what I'm trying to get everybody to understand is I want you to just look at it from a bigger picture and not just be like, they're just evil. They're just trying to destroy everything. This, that, and the third, you know. Another example, when we talk about pests, just the top of my head, I know people think a lot of bugs are pests, you know. Even though I'm not a fan of roaches, they're considered pests, but it's only just a certain species of roaches. But even roaches themselves, I know, even though I am not a fan of roaches at all, I know that even they have an important role to play in the ecosystem. They eat a lot of trash, decaying matter, all that good stuff. They're decomposers, so they eat a lot of decaying food. They can eat whatever they can get their hands on. And not to mention, they are food for a lot of different animal species that depend on them, you know. And I just don't think that we should consider a lot of these animals that we say are pests as pests. Because at the end of the day, they enter your home because as time goes on, animals have evolved to live with humans. And what it comes to or not is eat stuff that we throw away or live in our houses because we make it accessible for them. You can't be mad because an animal is just doing what it does best, trying to survive. And I know people are going to be like, Jose, you know, you can't be just choosing sides because, oh, I guess what a lot of people, if you don't know by now, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to be pretty honest with you guys about how I feel when it comes to this topic. And I do feel a lot of times humans are misguided and don't really understand that it's not just us on this planet. It is not just us. And we forget that. And I feel like we just put everything beneath us. When in reality, you know, they were here before we were. And whether you want to admit that, whether you don't want to, that's on you. But this podcast is for me to express my opinions and how I feel. You know, I'm not trying to say you guys should believe everything I'm saying. I think I'm just trying to open your mind and open your eyes and just give you a different perspective. Because it definitely has changed my perspective in life because I know that it's hard to look at some of these animals and say they are not annoying, they're not pests, they bring nothing to my life. Well, that is true. Some may not bring anything to your life, but they can affect other different types of animals out there in the ecosystem as a whole, you know. But with that being said, this is just a shorter discussion one because I had Wednesday, I have to, this is being recorded on Tuesday. This is a bit of a shorter one. But I think my grandma went to the doctor Wednesday and I didn't know how long I was going to be there. So I just wanted to go ahead and get something recorded for this week. You know, next week we'll definitely have probably an animal next week, because I will have time for that one if something doesn't come up. If so, we'll just plan accordingly. But this is just an open discussion, just to, you know, let you guys open your minds, just think about some things. With that being said, make sure you guys consider if it is a pest or if it really isn't a pest, you know, and just take your time, be peaceful and grateful to nature. Stay wild out there, guys. Love you all so much and see you next week.